It's time to go to South Korea and join up with ice dancing gold medalist Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. Tessa, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How you doing?
That's how he's doing.
Doing pretty well.
That's a usual sound in the village of Ilderton, Elliot. I can assure you of that. Scott knows I hail from downtown, suburban Ilderton, actually, like more Arva. But we are so...
I love you.
I know you do. Tessa, we're good. How do I put this? I love you. I love both of you. We are so proud. We are so thrilled. Tell us how you felt when it was all over. Did you know you had it? When the last blade hits the ice and you're there in that pose, did you know it was gold, Tessa?
Well, the feeling is mutual. We so appreciate all the support from back home. We're extremely grateful. You know, it felt like the best we could have done in that moment under the circumstances. It's a program we absolutely love skating, and with the pressure at an all-time high, I'm just so proud that we were able to execute. And so I think in the moment following the skate, we knew that we had delivered. With a subjective sport, you just never know how things will unfold with the judging, and we were relieved to see that number one next to the score in the end. But I think what we can take away from today is just that special feeling when the music ended.
Scott, I saw a commercial the other day. You know, it did 4 years, right? That's 1,400-plus days. I wonder, after coming away with just the silver, after having been a gold medalist previously, did you guys ever talk about stepping away and what a long road it was going to be 4 years forward?
Yeah, I mean, we were so happy with our Sochi experience and the way we were able to perform. But we didn't go to Sochi to get silver, but... You know, we were happy with it. We were proud of those because of the moments we had. So we had to do the same thing coming into here. I mean, the outcome was different, but I think we upped our game a little bit. We made sure that maybe a couple of the things that we didn't do going into Sochi, had the tough conversations, made sure that we pushed ourselves a bit more, pushed our teammates, our coaches, and pushed our off-ice team. And everybody answered. I mean, this has been... such a joy for Tess and I to be able to be a part of. Probably the most fulfilling part of our career, I can say, without a doubt. And, I mean, not every athlete can say that, especially at the end. What could be the end?
Yeah, Tessa. Well, yeah, leave that door open for China. Hello. Tessa Virtue Scott. You're like, not a chance. Tessa Virtue Scott Moyer joining us on Brady and Price. I'll ask you, Tessa, and then maybe Scott, you could respond also. Did the training get easier? It's a grind. You're both older now. Not old, but older. Did you get more experience in terms of prepping for an Olympics than, say, before Vancouver, when really you're just out of your teens 8 years ago, Tessa? Did that aspect of training get easier, or is it even more of a grind because you've been doing it so many years in a row?
That's a great question. I think our perspective and our approach certainly changed, as did the team surrounding us. We paired up with B210 in Montreal, and they looked after all of our off-ice needs and worked very closely with our on-ice coaching staff, Marie-France and Patrice. And being older athletes brings with it new challenges, and we needed to be smart about our recovery and physiologically how we approached things on the ice to be at our best and to peak in the right moments. And we collected a lot of data over the last two seasons, and we knew leading into this competition that we've never been as prepared as we were to take the ice here in Pyeongchang. And we relied on that today. We needed to believe in that, to trust the training, and that allowed us to be very present every step of the way.
Scott, it takes a lot of fortitude. I mean, obviously, you spend a lot of time with this other person for a long period of time. You have to go out on the ice and make it look like everything is always wonderful and great. And it looks like everything is always wonderful and great. Is that the case?
Well, I think that's what's so special about our story is, I still feel like the luckiest guy in the world to be able to work with someone as special as Tessa. And anybody who knows her knows how brilliant she is, how driven she is, and I love going into the rink every day. And I think without that connection, we probably wouldn't have come back. And I'm so proud and so happy to have shared this with Tessa. I mean, I can't comment on how how my Olympics were, how our Olympics were, but I can say that I've never been more proud of Tessa and her career, the athlete that she is, and everything that she was able to do and overcome and conquer. I mean, what a great story, and I'm so proud of her.
Wow, Tessa, I mean, how do you respond to that? I mean, you're right there, so you...
That's nice. I'm currently stuffing my face full of French fries, so that's
the way to do it.
Sentiment to have shared. Yeah, it's so special. We're very fortunate to have had the longevity in our partnership, and it's something we work hard on. I mean, yes, we have common goals, and our personalities seem to balance each other out very well when it comes to working together on the ice, but it's also something that we've nurtured and we've really cared for, you know, that bond. And I think experiencing the things we have over the last 20 years together, moving away from home early on and training, competing under pressure, we've had to be each other's family, and, you know, sharing a moment like we did today on the ice, it just makes it that much sweeter.
Ice dancing gold medalist Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer. I wonder, Scott, have you ever talked about if we do this, that's enough? That's a hell of a go out as a champion. Have you talked about what the end might look like?
Well, we've talked about it all. I mean, we can say that for sure. That was kind of the theme of this comeback, is leave no stone unturned. And we talked at great length about what we wanted to accomplish. And one thing that we couldn't live with is not going out there giving our all. And we didn't want to sit back. We knew that the French would come out tonight and have a good skate. We wanted to make sure that we were aggressive. And I think that's what we're most proud of, is we were able to go out and have our skate, stay aggressive with it, and perform it the way we do it in training every day. On the big stage, that's something that I think you have to be proud of as an athlete. But, I think we have to chalk this one up as a pretty big win, and something that we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
I wanted to ask you guys, because it's totally different from what you're used to. It's always been a Virtue and Moyer. The team event where you won the gold medal and you got to share it with five other team members, how different was that and how exhilarating was it?
Well, that's such a cool moment as figure skaters, and we love the team event. And I think for Canada, that's a medal that we have to be in the conversation for every single Olympics. And when you're on an Olympic team with Duhamel, Radford, Caitlin Osmond, and of course Patrick Chan, we had to take that home. And we came out much more aggressive in the media this year. As a team, we decided that was going to be kind of our approach, and we believed in each other. I think we wanted to be the support, and we wanted to lift each other up rather than let that pressure weigh us down. And we definitely felt that when we were on the ice, and we hope our teammates felt that as well. But it's special. It's special to have kind of grown up together, to have performed all over the world, represented our country, but also to just have that all come together in what seemed like perfect timing and bring home an Olympic gold medal for Canada. I mean, that is really special to all of us. And, you know, I'm really proud of Patrick Chan and, you know, the moments that he had here at the Olympic Games. He's, in my mind, the best ever in men's figure skating. And for him to be able to pull our team like that with that long performance and win it for us, you know, I think you have to chalk that up. And it's probably one of the greatest accomplishments of his career. So we're super proud of him, and I'm glad that he's going out on top like that.
The great Virtue and Moyer, our guests on Brady and Price, hours after their gold medal win in the Olympic ice dance. Now, Tessa, I love the music. I mean, I love your music. You guys did a set from Prince a couple years ago. You've done What's Love Got to Do With It before. We all love music on this show. Give me a song. Give me a song that, because you guys are painting this idyllic picture, Tessa. Give us a song you guys argue about, even to this day, that somebody wanted in a set, that somebody didn't. There must be a... Because these guys shut down a lot of Duran Duran and Simple Minds requests constantly. Yeah. Give me a song that you guys still argue about.
Well, I'm a huge Hall & Oates fan, and that doesn't go over very well with Scott.
Never.
What? Scott!
Never, ever. I can't believe they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God, Scott. What song do you like?
You're
to like? Yes, yes, Tessa, yes. Yes. What song? What song do you want to... Private Eyes? What are we talking about here?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, I was thinking
Watching you.
I was thinking a medley. I mean, we could really cover a lot of ground with some sort of medley. A lot of emotion. Yeah.
Tessa can pull anything off.
Moyer, there wasn't an elementary school dance at Oxbow Elementary School that didn't feature a lot of Hall & Oates. So that tells you how old I am, though. Sorry.
We're too busy doing the boot scoot boogie out there.
Oh, my God. That's true, too.
Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, ice dancing gold. You know how much this meant. I know how much it meant to you, but it meant a lot to the country. Everyone so behind you, so excited with your gold medal last night, so wanting you guys to return to the gold medal after the disappointment in Sochi. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to get home and celebrate with everyone there.
Yes. We love you, Canada. Can't wait to be home.
You guys will be dropping pucks at an awful lot of hockey games the next 3 weeks. I hope you're ready for that. That's just how it's going to go.
Oh, we're ready. Go Leafs.